Starting with Information Security and IaaS Governance Chapter 2, which focuses on emerging technology trends and information security associated with that emerging technologies. The contents govern more highly on the virtualization, cloud computing, teleworking, online business, and e-commerce. Starting with virtualization. Virtualization is a modified solution between centralized and decentralized deployments. Virtualization is basically a concept of the information systems itself, in which each application can be given its own operating system, and all such operating systems can reside on a single piece of hardware. Virtualization provides benefits of decentralization, like security and stability, while making the most of the machine's resources. Every innovation in information systems is driven by a need. The need over here in case of virtualization was basically to leverage the hardware as much as possible. The hardware machines or a single bare metal of a server can be used to host multiple virtual machines. These virtual machines can then be associated to different applications. The return on investment on hardware systems is also ensured by use of virtualization technique. Virtualization as a concept is widely used and is being deployed across futuristic models like cloud computing also. The basic concept lies of virtualization in each of cloud computing resources. However, virtualization itself has been leveraged to its maximum potential by various IT enterprises and IT ecosystems, even in non-IT business functions. The business owners want to leverage different applications for different business processes and different business departments. The need of the IT systems keeps on increasing. If, for example, I have an application of HR which was handling leave management system for all employees, this application would be installed on an operating system, and the operating system would be then installed on a hardware machine. Going ahead, the HR decides to associate the holiday packages or leave travel arrangements as another application associated to the leave management system, so in correlation of these both. But because this is a separate application of holiday management and leave travel arrangements, so the same system would require a different operating system, different hardware, and hence the IT systems or IT management have to procure more hardware. But in case of virtualization, a single hardware can host multiple virtual machines. This is the concept of the underlying operating system itself, or sometimes it is leveraged by various middlewares like VMware and other commercial products. We had Oracle VirtualBox also, which has been used for various such testing environments, as well as Microsoft's virtual machines. The whole concept used behind virtualization is driven from operating systems. And on a technological concept level, it is driven by maximizing the potential of the existing random access memory of the hardware. The random access memory and the storage which is used by hardware gets replicated as on a virtual level, and hence it does not reside on permanent machine. It has been a boon to the various IT managers. Also, it has its own challenges. Virtualization challenges or challenges of virtualization include compatibility and support. Often software developers are not ready to guarantee fail-safe operation of all their programs in virtual machines. Virtual machines, by their nature of being virtual in nature, do not store the exact memory pages or exact storage pages in the physical machine. Also, the licensing is a key challenge in virtualization. There is a need for thorough examination of licenses of operating systems as well as other softwares which are used in such virtual machines. Virtualization, while OS manufacturers introduce some limitations on their products in virtual machines, there can be issues with licensing software based on the number of processors or the number of cores, as a virtual machine may emulate different number of processors than in a host system. The licensing for virtual environment has been categorized by different leading OEMs or different leading vendors of the technologies, like IBM and other such vendors like HP, IBM and Oracle, for a different scale altogether, because they understand that it is the need of the hour to limit hardware consumption and use much more virtual infrastructure, and hence their applications or their softwares have to be licensed or has to be used in the form of virtual techniques. At the same time, the commercial benefits of virtualization should also not be undermined, because if we are not having the good potential of utilizing the virtualized infrastructure for different applications, then the whole point of using virtualization technique gets defeated, and we keep on spending much more on the hardware. Going back to the challenges of the virtualization also includes staff training and reliability. Staff training, there is difficulty in finding exclusive virtualization experts who can deploy and maintain virtual infrastructure. Heavy virtualization platforms require serious training of staff who will maintain them. The staff which is required to handle virtual environments are very, very skilled experts in handling the VMs or the virtual machines in the different environments. The backups, the snapshots, or the complete end-to-end backup of each virtual machine has to be maintained for a resilient software cycle and deployments of various critical applications. Reliability. As several virtual servers work on single physical server, the failure of hardware components may affect all the virtual servers which are hosted on it. Planning and implementing disaster recovery strategy and to ensure reliability across all virtualized infrastructure is a better solution when well ensuring the reliability of virtualization. Virtualization, as said, hardware dependency increases, is also gets mapped to the middleware of the virtualized platform which is being used, be it provided by open source platforms like Red Hat, or be VMware driven virtual machines. The middleware patching and middleware reliability and resilience is also required to ensure smooth working of virtualized infrastructure. Virtualization, as I said, having several challenges, is also, gives a lot of effective hardware management and criticality assessments. Addressing security issues in virtualization is also a critical challenge in virtualization. Setting limits on the use of resources by each VM so that no one VM can monopolize resources on a system has to be done. Virtualization, as I said, involves three components: the virtual machines, the VM middleware, and the underlying physical hardware. Security has to flow all through from top to bottom, from the applications which are hosted on the virtual machines, to the virtual machine operating systems, the virtual machine containers, the middleware of virtual machines, the underlying physical hardware, the minimum baseline security standards for the hardware components, firmwares, and the network. Ensuring the host and the guests use synchronized time for investigative and forensic purposes is also required. Many a times, inter-VM communications and intra-VM hacks has been led to the complete disaster of the entire virtualized infrastructure. For example, there are 5 virtual machines which are hosted on a single bare metal or a single physical hardware. Out of these 5 virtual machines, one of the virtual machines was hosting an application which was exposed to internet and got compromised by a certain hacking mechanism. As the application got compromised, so did the entire virtual machine. And once the hacker gets access into the virtual machine, it also tries to go and escalate its privileges by taking over the control of the entire VM middleware or the virtualized machine middleware. Once the hacker gets the access to VM middleware, the bare metals can be switched off or compromised, or inter-VM communications or inter-VM proliferation of any attack is possible. For example, a malware which exists on VM1 can then get infected via using inter-VM communication, which was used only and only by the VM middleware, to compromise all the 5 virtual machines which are hosted on the same physical infrastructure. Hence, to ensure that the accurate networking controls and the host level controls are enforced on each and every virtual machine will then enable the entire security of the virtualized infrastructure. All unnecessary programs should be uninstalled and all unnecessary services must be disabled on the virtualized infrastructure. In case of servers, as the physical servers differ via on network and there is less virtualization even on the network level, hence certain services which might not be necessary or unnecessary services might get still remain open are not consumed. But in case of virtualized infrastructure, if there are services which are not required and are still running, this can be used by the hacker or by any malware to proliferate or transfer or kind of transfer from one network to other network, from one virtual machine to other virtual machine. This is the very critical security aspect and involves a lot of rigorous patching and a lot of rigorous change management procedures to be followed in case of virtualized infrastructure. Security concerns of virtualization has been a time and again being raised by the security experts even in the ease of deployment of cloud computing as resources, because virtualized infrastructure while installed or operated within a one's ecosystem is still governed by IT processes or IT channels which are used within the governed structure of an enterprise. Whereas in a cloud scenario, the things keeps on changing, which we will see in the further slides ahead. Addressing security issues in virtualization also include that the host OS must be patched regularly and in a timely fashion. The patch management is a key process in a virtualization infrastructure. The host operating system is the operating system above which the virtualized infrastructure is hosted and is very much necessary for installing or enabling the virtualized middleware. The virtualized middleware envisages or uses the host operating system's procedures to virtualize the underlying physical bare metal or physical RAM. The volumes or disk partitioning should be used to prevent inadvertent denials of service from virtual machines. Virtual machines, even if get compromised, must remain to be localized and should not at all affect the host operating system. The operating system which is installed in a virtual machine might get compromised and the underlying virtualized infrastructure or virtualized random access memory could be compromised. The individual VMs can be configured to directly or indirectly controlling peripheral devices attached to the host system. The virtual machines sometimes do inter-host communications to gain access to peripheral devices or networking systems. This gives rise to communications or use of services or firmwares from virtualized machine's operating system to the host operating system, thereby also giving a way in for the hackers or the attackers or even malwares. Ensuring that virtual devices for guest OSs are associated with appropriate physical devices on the host system has to be always been looked in this concept of guest OS. Guest OS are nothing but the operating systems which are run in the individual virtual machines, and these guest OS communicate with the host system to use various physical devices which are located in the systems, which include network cards, physical memory cards, might be graphical processing units and such other physical devices which are hosted on the host system. If we are configuring the virtual machines or operating systems of the virtual machines to have a directly controlling such graphic cards, network cards or other adapters, then the access, unwanted or unauthorized access of host OS gets completely eliminated. File sharing should not be allowed between host and guest operating systems. Just as with physical servers, virtual systems must be regularly backed up for error recovery. The backup for virtualized systems differs for various applications. There should be a mechanism to define virtual backing and recovery procedures in lines to the asset inventory which is hosted on these virtual systems. The security coordinators or the application owners should ensure that they are completely notified as to which virtual machine are hosting their applications so that they can time and again check for any backups or any recovery errors associated while ensuring the virtual system's resiliency. Virtualization is a very good concept when we are gaining the return on investment on the physical hardware any IT managers have procured. But at the same time, if we do not follow stringent processes which are specifically designed for virtualization, then the entire purpose of the benefits gets defeated. For example, if we have an application which has been designed for mobile banking is being deployed on a virtual machine, and at the same time other virtual machines which is hosted on the same host operating system is being used for doing physical banking services like of core banking systems. As a result, mobile banking is very much enlarged with the threats of the mobile world, and hence such core banking systems must not be hosted on the same host operating system with inlines to the virtual machines. So there should be a segregation while designing the virtual infrastructure at the first step itself. Virtual machines which are involved in front-ending activities like of mobile banking or mobile recharges or content delivery systems must be kept completely segregated on different physical servers from those virtual machines which are purely used for enterprise communications like of core banking or maybe for core enterprise systems in the different physical hardware. Physical segregation of virtual machines ensures that going ahead there is some new business line which wants to leverage similar procedures or similar exposure to internet might get hosted on the host operating system which is exposed to internet. Just as we follow the logging and auditing requirements for each server and network logs, the same should be done for virtual as well as for physical. The logging and auditing gets increased in virtualization as we are now maintaining not just the logs of servers of host operating system but also the logs of guest operating system, the logs of the middleware which is hosting likes of VMware or Oracle VirtualBox or Microsoft VM machines. These logs are also required for security and auditing requirements. The number of admin users also increases in case of virtualizations. As earlier we did add only the physical server admins who were administrating and doing network logs and patching and other software upgrades. Now we do have the VM virtualized machine middleware patching to be done by the VM experts. The host operating system experts are doing host patching, whereas the guest operating systems are also need to be patched. And hence there are guest OS admins, host OS admins, as well as virtualized infrastructure experts handling the virtualized infrastructure. Adequate privilege identity management systems must be deployed to ensure that the virtual infrastructure is governed and managed by highly professional men in a continuously monitored environment. Network access for the guest or the host OS should be restricted to management services only. The host operating system should never ever get any network access from internet or any other networks like of VPN or point-to-point networks or maybe used for remote services. A firewall should ideally be placed on the host OS to protect the system, or a firewall should at least be local to a smaller number of systems for protection purposes. Firewall does not mean a physical firewall should be installed in a virtualized environment. In fact, we have virtual firewalls also which are catering to virtualized infrastructure. and all the host operating system which are hosting virtualized infrastructure also have strong firewalls, likes of IP tables in case of Linux or Red Hat servers, and you know, Windows firewalls in case of Microsoft environments. The firewalls ideally ensure that every network communication made by the host operating system to even an underlying guest operating systems which are hosted on top of the host OS are also notified. The firewall acts as the mechanism for inter-VM communication. There should be no inter-VM communication happening via host operating system. For example, there are two virtual machines hosted on a single bare metal or single physical server hosting a host OS. So host OS has now two guest OS. The communication between guest OS 1 and guest OS 2 should happen via virtualized firewalls or the host operating system firewalls and not via the host operating system. Guests should have accounts necessary for running each VM only with passwords that are strong, hard to guess, and changed frequently, and only provided to the staff that must have access. As I earlier said, the whole ecosystem of experts and administrators leveraging the virtualized infrastructure is now increased. Hence, the password management and access management is also required to be thoroughly and stringently enforced for virtualized infrastructure. Guest OS and the accounts which are required for each VM, you know, are to be maintained in a separate identity and access management infrastructure which will be specifically used only by the virtualized infrastructure. This should no way be communicated back and forth via the federated identity management used for host OS. This reduces the chances of single credential theft attack which might lead to damaging the entire virtualized infrastructure by stealing credential keys or passwords.